name is Valerie Coleman, and I'm the host of the new College of the Ozarks podcast, Our Story. The vision of College of the Ozarks is to develop citizens of Christ-like character who are well-educated, hardworking, and patriotic. From passionate professors to first-generation college students, each one has left what is easy and known to reach for something more. Their stories are inspiring. Some of them will bring you to your knees. Some will make you stand and cheer. Step into the shoes of the cycle breakers. You won't regret it, and you just may come away inspired. I am so happy today to bring to you all the story of the College of the Ozarks Dairy. And I have with me today some very special guests, and we've spent quite a bit of time together this fall. Our C of O Dairy has been featured in a number of different media events, including a really beautiful feature that was done by the Holstein Association. So they came onto campus in December and filmed, and then it was broadcast as part of a program on RFD TV in February. So we will be sure and post that for you online as well at cofo.edu, so you can actually take a look at these amazing students and the staff of the dairy and see all that goes into the workings of the C of O Dairy. So today I have with me Ryan Ballou, who is our dairy manager. And he has so many accolades and accomplishments in the dairy. He's an alum of the college as well. Ryan, it's so great to have you. Thanks for coming on the podcast with me.
Yeah, thanks, Valerie. It's sure a pleasure to be here today with my students.
Great, great. The campus dairy produces milk for our student cafeteria, the Keter Center, the ice cream at the creamery at the Keter Center, which is absolutely delightful, milk for the daycare. They milk and process and bottle their milk, and the students kind of see that process then from beginning to end. Is that a good way to describe that, Ryan?
Yeah, they get to see the whole process from that baby calf being born and that cow calving in herself and starting to produce that milk that we all like to drink and consume, and it gets processed and sent to the Keter Center to be made in that those good products you see up there at the restaurant.
That's right. So a lot goes into it, more than just meets the eye. A lot of work that happens behind the scenes at the dairy, and the students just seem to be very, very passionate about this workstation. Talk to us a little bit about what goes on a day in the life of the dairy, and why do you think so many students, even ones who maybe do not have a background in dairy, why are they wanting to come on board? Because you have, what, about 30 students that work with you?
Yeah, so we have 30 students this semester, and man, they're a good group of kids. They like working hard, and they're just a big family, and it's exciting to see them grow and develop in their time at College of the Ozarks. A day in the life of a C of O dairyman it's interesting. It's a lot of early mornings. You know, the students are up at 4 a.m. getting those cows in to milk them. Or, you know, on the flip side, they're there late at night when it's dark and a lot of people are thinking about going to bed. They may be tending to a new baby calf that's born or finishing up the chores that evening. So, yeah, the dairy's not quiet many hours of the day. It's kind of a 24/7 operation around there.
The dairy is not for the faint of heart.
I guess not.
Is that a good way to put that? So I love that because it shows the passion of your students and the commitment that they have. So jumping off of that and backing up just a little bit, I would love to hear from you. Talk to us a little bit about what it was like for you to be a student at College for the Ozarks.
Yeah, back in my days as a student, it was a great time. You know, some of those great memories you think of in life, you know, with working with some of the people that are now your best friends and as well as your mentors that taught you things while you were working for them in the dairy or the ag department. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity. Not many colleges in the nation can say we can go learn in the classroom and step 100 feet out the back door and be right on the farm where we're applying what we learned in the classroom. and using it hands-on at the workstation. And I think that's a valuable tool for our students. It's definitely an advantage for them. It was an advantage for me when you go out there in the world and try to find a job. They love our students and love the work ethic the college helps instill in us.
Absolutely. You guys have received a lot of attention lately, and we've already talked about the Holstein Association and that great relationship and that wonderful video that was produced by them. You've won awards all throughout the late summer and fall through the fair season. Talk to me a little bit about that and what makes the C of O Dairy special and noteworthy. What types of awards are you winning?
Well, I think it shows how much hard work's been in here, years and years of, you know, it goes back to people before me and students before when I was a student, and the current students now all have a part in it. It's been a major work in progress, and I'm not saying we've achieved everything we're out to achieve yet. You know, I think that in time that we will get there, and it's just a work in progress going in the future of achieving those goals and creating new goals that we have in the next few years that we hope to achieve.
So for the person that really doesn't know anything about the dairy, and we love our milk, don't get me wrong, and our ice cream, but talk to me about some of those specific goals and put it maybe in layman's terms. What are some of your goals for the dairy that you're hoping to achieve short term and maybe long term?
I mean, a goal that never stops ending but does keep happening is we want to make sure our students have the right knowledge and hands-on experience to succeed in the workplace outside of the gates of opportunity. And so that's something we're going to keep doing and achieving that goal, but that's number one. And the second goal is just to get our students more acclimated out in the dairy industry, whether it's through Dairy Challenge and going to national sales and learning how that could be a career, going to shows and having fun and seeing how our hard work on the farm, raising that baby calf up to a milk cow and her going and winning a big award at a show. We're just going to keep going down that road and keep bringing those achievements home and those great achievements for our students for all their hard work that they put in.
That's amazing. I love that. Do you know off the top of your head how many of your students that work on your team are ag majors of some sort?
So I'd say the majority of them, probably 75%, are ag majors. I mean, we do get the occasional criminal justice, education, nursing major that, you know, it's always unique in that, you know, some of our ag majors come from big operations, but they also, maybe their grandpa had a farm or their uncle, or maybe their dad did as well. So we see that. But then we also see the student that is just so interested in it, and they come here to learn, and we have the opportunity to kind of teach them our way of doing it. And that's exciting to see them grow in that aspect as well. And I mean, even for the kid that goes back to the farm where he came from, they're always going to take a piece of what we taught them. And when you get that phone call, it might be at 8, 9 o'clock at night, and they're like, hey, remember when we did this? I just had this happen at my farm, and I used what I learned there to do this, and now this calf's alive or it's mm-hmm. healed or whatever. And so that's the exciting part about the job. And, you know, it's also cool that, you know, I've had students that are from the suburbs of Kansas City or from you know, all different big cities in the nation. And, you know, whenever you go and see them, when they come in with no experience, but they're just so interested, they're like a big sponge and they just want to absorb all the information they can. And they may go into ag or they may go down a different road, but it's cool to see them really strive and become one of your right-hand people at the dairy. And it's just, you know, all that's exciting. I mean, it's all about the students and their growth and their development. And to see them succeed is, you know, brings a smile to your face every day. So
that's right. That's right. And I can definitely see that in you. And that's what makes you tick, and the teamwork that goes on. I just wish everybody had the opportunity to come and spend a little time with you guys and maybe get up at 3 a.m. and come. I think everybody needs that that punishment. I mean, that opportunity. don't you think, Ryan?
Yeah, they can come on down. We're there at 4 a.m. and, you know, end of the night. So just come on down and you'll get a piece of what the dairy industry is.
That's right. You'll get the real scoop on that, so to speak.
Yeah, you'll never look at a scoop of ice cream the same again. Nope. After working with us.
No, that's right. You know, and when you think about people just being mesmerized by the dairy and by the cows even, and just everything about it, you know, you've got people that come by at a lot of times at 5 p.m. to watch you milk.
Yeah, so 5 p.m. is a pretty popular time. They'll come down there and watch the milking, the first 10 minutes of that. And if they have kids, and sometimes they don't have kids, they may be retirees that just want to go bottle feed a calf. And a lot of times our calf feeding chores are about done by the tourists and not the students, because there's so many of them there during the busy times. But they just get excited about coming down there and bottle feeding a calf on their vacation. And it's kind of neat, because some days, you know, that's just another day and another chore, but we enjoy doing it. But the tourists, they eat it up, and you know, it's nothing to have 30, 40 people down there of an evening just wandering around looking and helping out, too.
Oh, my goodness. That is so cool. And so it really does help you guys on those days when they're feeding the calves and things. It takes one thing off your plate.
Yeah, so like in November, for instance, we usually have the Matt barn, our maternity barn, maxed out with calves. We'll have 30 or 30 plus calves in there. And you know, when there's 30 people there, we hand them a bottle and say, make sure this calf drinks that bottle, and we can go on attending to a cow that needs some special help, or we can get the rest of the feed put out for the rest of the day. And so sometimes it helps on those nights we have convocations, just get those chores done that much quicker so we can get on and hear a cool guest speaker on campus talk.
That's right. Well, that's cool. I love to hear that. And I love knowing that people can come onto campus and have this experience. I do feel like they're drawn to the ag side of what we do. They do want to learn more, and there's something just that de-stresses you when it's not your full responsibility and you can just kind of step in and enjoy that for a moment. I love it. So before we switch gears here a little bit and talk to the young women that you brought in today, tell me just a few more real basic things about the dairy so people get a really full idea of what you're working with. What kinds of cows do you have? How many are you milking? And what is that? What are they seeing when they come to the parlor to watch you milk?
Yeah, so our herd consists of Holsteins, Jerseys, and Ayrshires right now, and we're milking about 59 head. And so that's 60s our max, so we're pretty full right now on milk cows. Of course, we have a bunch of young heifers out in the pasture that the students are raising, and some of them are their old show calves, or some of them are our next great ones to come through the herd. And so when the tourists do come in the milk barn, you know, they're going to see a older style parlor that's very functional for us, but it's very good for telling our story and showing them where milk comes from. And it's an old bypass barn that has the whey jars in it, and those glass whey jars, they fill up with milk, and it will show right there how many pounds are that cow's producing by the number markers on the side of the whey jar. And so it's kind of neat, because a lot of people, you know, they think that, you know, it's all about gallons, gallons, gallons. But really, as dairy farmers, we get paid by the pound. So, you know, we can teach them, you know, there's 8.6 pounds in a gallon of milk. And so they can see that cow's bringing home, you know, 8 gallons of milk. And they're like, well, that's more than I would drink in a month, or, you know, and they're like, wow, that cow's feeding a lot of people. And so it's exciting for them to see those cows getting that grain, and those students get, you know, putting that special, putting their special hands on those cows and taking care of them. And they see that product come out of that cow and know that it takes a lot of hard work to produce that glass of milk for the world. And now those dairy cows are like Olympic athletes. They have to work hard every day to help feed this country.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh my goodness. Good point. Well, I, for one, can't live without my dairy, my mm-hmm. milk and cheese. And anybody that knows me knows if you want to keep me happy, if you want to soothe Miss Valerie, it's a glass of milk or some cheese. And we'll be talking in the future about cheese.
Yeah, so that's an exciting opportunity we have, you know, with the beginning stages of lots of blueprints and groundbreakings for our cheese operation. And I think, you know, that's something to be really excited, you know, about, is that, you know, we'll be able to utilize all our milk on campus to, you know, bottle milk to provide for the students to drink and the restaurant and all that. And then now we have a product and cheese that's a highly marketable product in a growing cheese industry, and to put the C of O stamp on there, you know, with the processing plant making that good summer sausage, if you throw that in a box of cheese, that's going to make everyone happy at Christmas. So
that's right.
So it's exciting to see that. That's something I remember as a student sitting there saying, man, if we could start making cheese, we'd be a lot more profitable, and it would show our students that much mm-hmm. more about the dairy industry and finding ways to become profitable but also market a great product. And so with all the hardworking people on campus making that happen, it's exciting for me as a manager, knowing that, hey, you know, we're not going to ship any more milk off the farm to Highland or anywhere else. It'll all be here, and it'll all be put with a C of O stamp on it, that hard work you stamp of approval there. So,
oh, that's, I love the way you said that, that hard work you stamp of approval. Wow, that is great news. Things to look forward to. Ryan, what else would you say to our listeners out there, just to give them a more full picture of what the dairy encapsulates and what the students are learning from the classroom to hands-on?
Well, I think the students know that each day, you know, we're going to have to milk the cows twice a day, feed the calves twice a day, put out feed to the cows and do that kind of stuff. But then there's the, you know, I kind of call it, most of them are fun, or they're different, so it kind of breaks up the monotony. And, you know, there's days that we're out in the pastures and we're learning about different grasses and legumes and how to make these cows productive and learn that agronomy side, as well as there's days that we're shoot side and we're working the heifers, or, you know, vaccinating them for stuff to protect them on the herd health side of things. Or we may have a sick calf and we're treating it with an antibiotic that will, you know, make it get healed and be productive, and learning that kind of some of those veterinarian practices, as well as, you know, we could be preg checking or AI into some of the most elite bulls in the United States and make our herd that much better. I mean, there's so many different areas that you can learn at the dairy, and each day is a little different, other than that some of the stuff you do that day is the same every day. But I think it kind of is just a great environment to be able to learn lots of things and also, you know, have fun with your friends and what is now your family. So,
oh, love that. That's perfect. You know, there are some complexities to it that I don't think people really realize. So I've really appreciated that about you, and just getting to know you a little bit and know how deep your knowledge base really is and how you're applying that and how you're teaching the students. It's inspiring.
Yeah, it's very complex, and we try to get through it day to day.
Love it. You know, it makes me think, I really would be curious to know from you one more thing, and that is your leadership philosophy. So a team like this that functions well and accomplishes so much, it doesn't just happen. So what are some of your leadership thoughts on leadership, or how do you motivate the team to get the results that you do?
I think probably first to start off with the students is that each semester I make them you know, set some goals for themselves. I think if we don't have any goals for ourselves, whether they're short-term or long-term, then there's really no point in, you know, doing what we do. And so I always sit down and say, I want you to write down three different types of goals to start the semester. And the first one is what can you learn that is achievable this semester? So nothing like that's too broad, but just something you want to learn, whether it's learning how to give a vaccine, or, you know, learning something about a bull we're using, or how to bottle milk, something in that regard. And then there's a long-term goal. It's like, you know, where do you want to go? Like, what? Why are you here that's going to make you be able to go on to the next thing? And the last one is always a personal goal. You know, if you're a young herdsman and you're wanting to develop your leadership, you know, make sure you want to, you know, develop your leadership. Or if your goal is to learn how to wake up at 4 a.m., you know, that's another goal that you can do as a person. And so I really try to strive to make sure they achieve that goal. And, you know, I try to use our meetings and different times that we're in the barn working on the clock to, you know, help them achieve these goals by learning that, and then also pushing them to improve on those personal goals, whether it's leadership or reliability or whatever they strive to have for that semester.
Well said. You know, you're exactly right. Even just the habit of waking up early and starting your day and knowing that people are counting on you, the cows are counting on you, that's something they'll take with them into wherever they go in life.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Some of them, they want to be the first one to work every day, and, you know, they want to make sure and beat all their friends there. That way they're not the last one dragging the team behind for the day so they can get to breakfast or dinner or onto a convo.
That's right. That's right. That's so cool. Well, Ryan, thank you so much. I appreciate just your knowledge, your leadership on campus, and getting to do some of these interviews. So thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate the invite. This is a lot of fun, and I'm glad to see these girls get represented on the big stage. They've worked a lot of hours to get this opportunity, so very proud of them and everything they've done to help make my life easier.
There you go. Well said. Ryan, I appreciate you so much.
Well, I appreciate you, Valerie. Thanks for helping me out through all these new media releases and all the yeah. fun we've had the last few years. It's been good, and these students sure do work hard to achieve all these goals.
They sure do. And we've worked on a lot of projects, national TV and Fox and Friends and radio interviews, magazine interviews. It's been fun, but I appreciate you stepping into this world a little bit today and taking some time to talk with us. So best of luck to you in everything, all the endeavors.
Well, thank you.
College of the Ozarks loves having visitors, so we invite you to experience all this unique place has to offer. While on campus, visit Edwards Mill and the Stained Glass Shop, where students create fabulous mixes and handcraft amazing stained glass. Grab lunch or dinner at our award-winning dining and lodging facility, the Keter Center. Make your day special with a visit to College of the Ozarks and enjoy a place where traditional values and patriotism are still alive and well. For more, visit cofo.edu.
We are here again today with the C of O Dairy, and we have two students with us. Nikki South is an ag education major, and Maddie Calton is a senior ag business major. And I tell you what, we've had some good times together this fall, ladies, just doing some video, doing some different interviews. Nikki, you've been with me to the radio station once before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. It was really fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm so proud of you ladies, and you do a great job in the dairy, and you do a great job representing the dairy and C of O as well. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
So today we have just a few questions for you, and this I'll direct kind of, and both of you can kind of take a turn and answer this, but I'd like to know, and I know our listeners would, where are you from and what drew you to work at the dairy at C of O?
All right, so I'm from a small town called Pleasant Hill, Missouri. It's up near Kansas City, though, because no one really knows it. What drew me to work at the dairy was because I'm an education major, but I don't have any farm background. It's kind of like what Ryan was saying earlier, that some of us come from families where we used to farm, but we don't do it anymore. And so I didn't have any of that hands-on experience. And I knew that if I had that hands-on experience, I could apply that to my classroom and further help explain what's going on in the farm life to my students.
I love that. So that was Nikki. And Maddie, tell us where you're from and what drew you to the dairy at C of O.
So I'm from Tishomingo, Oklahoma, about 20 minutes from Texas.
I was drawn to the dairy because I just wanted to learn. I wanted to take the opportunity for the work education and just really, you know, learn the agricultural side more and just get all the experience I can while I'm here at CUVO.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so both of you have mentioned throughout the fall and all the different interviews that we've done, we talk about how you feel like the dairy is a family, which I think is a sweet concept and definitely is very engaging and a little curious. Tell me a little more about that. What is it about the work at the dairy that provides that special bond? We'll start with Nikki.
So since the beginning for me, I've always had the same partner for like three semesters straight. And so whenever you work with someone that close, or even just on all the different little crews that we have, because you have morning crews, night crews, your weekend crews, you're always working with someone different. It's always fun that you go through all of those processes or your jobs or tasks that you have to do during the day. And you get to work with that person and you develop this relationship. And then you have your honest moments, you have your fun moments, and then you have like your real life moments where you're just completely transparent with that person. And so it really creates that bond. Like, even though work might be really frustrating right now, we know we can still lean on each other through everything.
I love that. Maddie?
So, yeah, kind of like what Nikki's saying, we experience the same thing. Like, so we're there at 1 a.m. and we're watching a calf be born. Like, we have those moments together. I got to find some of my best friends at the dairy, and it's because we were there late nights, early mornings. We just had that bonding time that a lot of students are asleep at that time, but we're there and we have those true moments. We get to see like the tough parts of life, but we also get to see those really exciting parts of life together. So it's a very bonding experience.
I like the way you describe that, seeing these different parts of life, because you really do experience some of the cycles of life with the animals, I think. And I would like to just hear you guys talk to me a little bit more about that and the special bond that you have with the animals, because I don't know, some of us who don't have that in our background, or we don't even have the option or the opportunity to get to know the animals in that way. I've seen how you ladies interact with the cows. It's pretty cool. It's pretty special. Talk to me about that a little bit.
So like, I have two personal favorite cows. They're a Ayrshire and a Holstein, and I really know their personalities. I can tell you my milk cow, when she's going to be in. I can always tell you when she's hungry or when she's happy and in a good mood, or she just wants to be left alone. Same thing with my Holstein heifer. I can always tell you she loves food. She wants to eat all day long. So I just really learned, like, I got to raise my Holstein heifer. I got to see her be born. I've got to see her grow up and be this really beautiful cow, and I've got to show her this summer. And so you get to see all of it, and you get to see, like, just them grow up. And it's really a cool experience, and you get to see and learn their personalities.
I was going to say, animals have a personality, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we saw a little bit about that this fall, too, when we were there with the film crew. And let's see, we started out very early in the morning. I am not a morning person. I don't know if any of you have ever noticed this about me. But one of those sweet ladies came barreling through there the wrong way.
That was Mango.
That was Mango. Yeah. Oh, my word. I had no idea what was going on or what we were going to do to correct that. But tell me a little about that. And does that happen often, or?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. They're curious if they're feeling a little, I don't know, they want to be a little jokester. They like to cause a little ruckus.
Okay.
They like to be pot stirrers.
Okay.
And so they'll come up backwards, back up the ramp the wrong way, and then they'll sit there and look at you like, now what?
Yep. Like a little kid, like a little two-year-old. What are you going to do about it, Mom?
Oh, yeah.
They also think they're going to get extra food, or like sometimes the heifers, the first-time cows, they think they're still confused and they're trying to learn their way around. So sometimes they come up the
wrong way. I got you. I got you. So another thing that I learned that day is you kind of have to be, you have to be tough. You have to be strong, because sometimes you have to like physically manhandle the situation a little bit, right? So yours, Maddie, we were having you walk down the main lane there, and we were filming you, and it turned out looking so beautiful. And I was so pleased with that. But that was a little challenging. Tell us about that moment, and what cow was that? Was that one of your special babies?
That was my heifer, Blueberry. She loves food, loves it. So she got to see green grass, and she realized that sometimes she's bigger than me, and she knows that. So she tried to push me out, but, you know, I just took a handle of it and got her back in control.
Yeah, okay. And it did. It turned out really well, and I knew you had secret tricks. I wasn't sure exactly what, but I knew you knew what you were doing. And that was what was so impressive. So you ladies, you work down there with your fellow teammates on the staff, the student staff, and there's what, 25 ladies and 5 men or something like that? Something yes. close to that. Okay. So you young women are knocking it out of the park, and I'm so proud of you. And I hate to say, but I may or may not have been hiding at some moments behind Ryan a little bit, just because, well, they realize that they're bigger than you. They're stronger than you. There's a little bit of unknowns. We'll just, is that a good way to put it?
Yes. Yes. Perfect way.
Oh my goodness. It's so fun. I love it. It sounds like there's serious moments, but there's fun moments. If you could boil down one thing about working in the dairy that is your favorite thing, what would that be? And each one of you just give us an answer for that.
So I actually got to find what I wanted to do in my life through the dairy. So I love the tourist aspect. I love talking to the people that come and visit. I love explaining our story and what we do and why we do it.
I love that. I love that. Nikki, for you?
Yeah. So for me, I want to be a teacher after college, but it's definitely still re-implementing that focus that I want to teach people and I want to help people and I want to explain to them why we do what we do and how this works and what's the best way, like why this is most efficient and how the cows are actually handling all of it kind of thing.
Love it. I love it. Maddie, for you, talk to me a little bit about College of the Ozarks as a Christian college. How does that impact your day-to-day? And I know I can just see a lot of the just the hard work ethic and the philosophies that you all are implementing in your team. It looks like a pretty well-oiled machine. And I have a feeling that these two things overlap quite a bit.
So, yeah, actually, a couple weekends ago, I had one of my fellow crew members ask me a really tough question. And I just kind of had to explain, you know, like, that's the way God makes life. And he made farming. It's not easy. It takes a strong person, and we are strong people, to run the dairy. Even though, like, sometimes it is emotional. You just have to, it's part of this life cycle, and it's the way God intended life. And so, and then also, our professors explain it, like, God created us to be tillers of the land, and this is our way of following God's purpose for us.
Oh, I love that. I feel like we've gotten way far away from that. Sometimes people don't realize that milk or even the foods that they eat or the salads that they drop in their bowl at night, it didn't come from aisle 7 at the grocery store, really. It had its origin, you know, like you say, on the land, and we're meant to be caretakers of that. So it's kind of a mysterious but beautiful thing, don't you think?
Yes, you would actually be surprised on how many people we have that come see the dairy and ask, how's chocolate milk made? Does it come from a ground cow, or how is it processed? There's so many things people do not understand. And like Nikki and I, we want to help people relate to that and sure. understand it.
I love that. I love that. I think that's very important and really a noble thing that you're after there. Nikki, tell me, what have you learned from Ryan Blue?
Oh, so much. When it comes to baby calves, I've learned pretty much everything about how to take care of them, how to manage them and make sure that they're actually eating and they're happy and they're doing fun. Most of the time they are. They're pretty resilient. I've learned a lot about milk herd management and currently learning how to do AI, repro and stuff like that with it.
So AI, what is that?
Artificial insemination.
Okay. Not artificial intelligence.
Nope.
Okay. Hey.
Another level of technology.
Okay. I got you. You know, we gotta get on the right track with you here. Yeah. So I appreciate that. That's awesome. Have you ever seen anybody quite so excited about their work or dedicated or passionate about their work?
No, we've always been told, you know, you do something that you love and you never work a day in your life. And there's a lot of people that they kind of just choose a line of work and they go for it. But it's really cool to see Ryan as a boss, especially someone who enjoys what they do and have a passion for it, and they follow that.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, that seems to be kind of your theme or your mantra. And I love that.
Thank you.
Well, you ladies definitely inspire me. And I know that your story is inspiring others as it's kind of making its way out there all across the nation through video and through these interviews. I think we would be remiss
to not talk about one very important thing, and that is, what is your favorite kind of ice cream from the Keter Center Creamery?
So mine is the mint Oreo.
Mint Oreo.
Yes.
Okay, Nikki?
I'm a chocolate person through and through. I love chocolate ice cream.
Okay, I gotcha. I'm a salted caramel fan.
That
yeah.
does sound good.
Yeah. If there's no salted caramel, I will substitute for a butter pecan, and that'll work just fine for me. But actually, there's not a bad kind of ice cream. So let's just be honest about this, right? To finish out our interview today, and thank you again, ladies, for coming on for this one of our very first podcasts for the college. I really appreciate it. And I wanted to just give you a chance to tell us, is there anything else about working at the dairy or the C of O dairy that you would like to share with our listeners?
So as a senior, looking back on my time, I've really grown from the dairy. I'm most definitely not the same person I started out as. I've learned a lot about the cows, about the dairy industry, a lot about myself. I figured out, you know, what I want to do in my life. I've also learned, you know, sometimes things rely on you, even though it might not seem like it, even at 4 a.m., 1 a.m., things rely on you. You have to have those tough times. You have to have those late nights, early mornings.
I love that. You've learned a lot about accountability and responsibility. It's beautiful. Wow. Nikki?
So, yeah, following up with Maddie, I definitely have to say that I've grown a lot as a person. Walking into SIVO, I was really shy and I kept to myself. But once I joined the dairy, I learned that you cannot be shy and quiet. Like, you are going to get to know a lot of people, develop a lot of relationships, network with a lot of people. And that's always really fun. Walking into the dairy, I definitely took it as an opportunity to learn something from the classroom and apply it to real life. And I thought it was something that I could only learn in one semester. But it's definitely something that every day is a new day to learn. And even being a student herdsman and thinking that I know a lot, that doesn't mean I know everything. And I feel like I learn something new every day with the crew that I work with, or even my teammates right next to me, my boss, Ryan. Like, there's always something new to learn every day. And I think that's something you can transfer into your life, that even if you think you know everything and you're the master of everything, there's something out there that God has yet to reveal to you. And you just got to take time to let that reveal itself.
Ah, love that. What a great life lesson to think about. Lifelong learners, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One more thing. What does it feel like to know that you can graduate debt-free?
Oh, that's so exciting. Like, I graduated in May, and I don't even know. It's just this weight lifted off of shoulders. I don't have any debts in May to pay off, and it's so amazing to know. Like, and I can actually see this hard work I've been doing for the past 4 years actually paid off for something. And I'm not going to have to pay for the next 20 plus years on college.
That's right, because you're seeing all the people your age that are graduating from college, and they're coming out with anywhere from $30,000 to $200,000 worth of debt, right?
Yes.
Nikki, what about you? What does it mean to graduate debt-free?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be in Maddie's shoes come next spring after I finish my student teaching semester. Definitely walking into a field that isn't paid very well, but you do it because you're passionate about it, just like we do with our dairy farm. It's definitely a weight lifted off my shoulders knowing that I won't have any debt sitting on top of me. I can just go in and do what I love.
That's amazing. Ladies, I'm so proud of you, first of all, but I'm so proud for you and wish you all the best of luck out there.
Thank you.
Listen in each month as we hear the stories of the cycle breakers, passion seekers, and image bearers who write the College of the Ozarks story one chapter at a time. For more information on College of the Ozarks, visit cofo.edu.